Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, and now a story about an animal that inhabits the cold waters off New England's coast. Scientists think corals found in the Atlantic may hold valuable secrets for fighting climate change and saving coral in tropical waters. Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports on the Northern Star Coral.
At a lab run by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in Milford, I'm looking at something strange. Tiny pieces of brown and white coral. Little animals that look like pitted rocks pulled from an alien planet, but are actually invertebrates, and ones that seem to be thriving in an odd place, the cold water off of Connecticut's coast.
The coral that exists in Connecticut is called Astrangia poikilata.
That's Sean Grace, a biologist at Southern Connecticut State University. He says that name Astrangia captures the surprise scientists felt when they observed this coral centuries ago.
So you can imagine back then, they pulled it up and looked at it and went, well, that's a strange thing to see off the coast of, you know, New Jersey and mid-Atlantic.
Today, this species of Astrangia, also known as the Northern Star Coral, is dispersed widely. From southern New England, it goes down the eastern seaboard into the Gulf of Mexico. Corals create important ecosystems, preventing coastal erosion and providing habitat for thousands of creatures. Many have a symbiotic relationship with algae called zooxanthellae. It's what makes tropical corals so colorful. When corals lose that algae, they can die. But Grace says for Astrangia, that's not the case.
When you find a coral that's become white, it's called bleached. And yet, in New England, we have this coral species that exists with and without zooxanthellae, and it does fine.
It's one of Astrangia's many mysteries. And Grace and NOAA scientist David Ballou are looking for more. Ballou stands next to an array of test bays, gesturing to a labyrinth of nearby pipes that connect with Long Island Sound.
The seawater comes in. We've got them at 18 degrees Celsius.
That's 64 degrees Fahrenheit.
This is raw seawater going through these.
Scientists bubble in carbon dioxide. In the sky, CO2 traps heat, raising Earth's average temperature. In the ocean, it causes seawater to become more acidic, and that can damage coral skeletons. Grace tweaks the pH across the bays. The idea is to simulate possible future ocean chemistry.
These are the most basic studies that we can start with. But if we go from this and we look at the responses that these corals have, okay, we can then start looking at their genes.
And in those genes, Grace says, is a playbook that might explain how this coral survives without algae or withstands the cold of New England's water.
And maybe put those in tropical corals or grow those into tropical corals where they become more resistant to environmental factors that might affect them.
We leave the lab and drive a few miles to a nearby beach. The plan is to collect colonies of Astrangia, which will get sent to Penn State for genetic testing.
Sound like Darth Vader.
In a parking lot, former student Gabriella DePreta puts on her diving gear. She's getting ready to go underwater with Grace. She remembers the first time she saw Astrangia on a dive in Narragansett Bay.
And we descended down, and I just saw so many hundreds of white and brown colonies everywhere. And it really intrigued my interest because I, as many other people in New England and around the U.S., don't even know that we have coral up here, right, because of these cold temperatures.
The pair slosh into the murky ocean, disappearing beneath the water's surface. On the shore, I watch as a buoy tethered to the diver slowly circles an offshore rock. Nearly an hour later, Grace comes back, breathless and apologetic. He lost his dive bag.
But we got some, so good enough.
Good enough for genetic testing, he says. Grace pours out the small handful of coral. It's been raining and it's cold, and we want to get inside and warm up. But for a moment, we share this strange sight, a hardy coral resting before us on a cold New England beach, which may harbor secrets that will save tropical corals hundreds of miles away. For Here and Now, I'm Patrick Scahill.